It's hot, even for July. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. More than 100 million Americans under some sort of heat advisories or excessive heat warnings. Those stretch from Texas and Tennessee. In Wichita Falls, Texas, it's already 94 degrees at 10 a.m. the day after setting a record high at 115. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is in Austin.
You know, health officials are monitoring the situation here and urging people that are working out construction jobs or just being outside to watch their heat exhaustion, skin rash, and stroke.
Fox, again, Robert Ray. President Biden may bring up this heat wave on a trip to Massachusetts later today.
We're going to hear that climate change is a national emergency, but he is not going to actually declare it a national emergency. The president is going to make the case that if Congress will not act, he will through executive orders. And he's going to make that case at a former coal power plant that was turned into a cable manufacturing company for offshore wind turbines.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence at the White House. Ukraine's first lady, Olena Zelenska, about to give an address to Congress 4 months after President Zelenska got a standing ovation from lawmakers during a virtual speech not long after Russia invaded. The first lady's expected
to highlight really the plight of Ukrainian women and children and those 9 million refugees. This is, of course, the Russian military continues launching missiles targeting civilians. Just in the last 2 days, several dozens more people have been killed.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Alex Murdaugh was just in court in South Carolina. A disbarred lawyer charged with murdering his wife and son 13 months ago.
Are you guilty or not guilty of the felonies wherein you stand indicted?
Not only did Murdaugh plead not guilty, his lawyers asked for no bond to speed up his trial, claiming the killer is still on the loose. The trend continues in the housing market. A slowdown in sales for previously owned homes for fifth month in a row, down more than 5% last month from May, 14% fewer than a year ago. Rising mortgage rates, one reason, rising prices, another. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Steve Bannon's trial resumes today. The ex-Trump White House advisor is charged with contempt of Congress for not cooperating with a Democrat-led House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Its next public hearing is tomorrow night, focused on then-President Trump's conduct that day. Bannon calls that a show trial, now wanting to testify in public. Capitol Police are not happy. Charges have been dropped against 9 crew members of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, arrested for trespassing at the Capitol, trying to produce a segment.
U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger writing, "It is unfortunate that despite all of the evidence the department presented, including that the group or its leader have been told several times that they could not be in the buildings without an escort, that the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to prosecute any members of the group for unlawful entry." Manger also says it was an aide to Democrat Representative Jamal Bowman who first called the Capitol Police after hearing a person shouting, "We're going to leave something under your door." Or outside of the office of Representative Lauren Boebert.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. There is a funeral in a few hours in New York City for former President Trump's first wife.
Friends and family will gather today to celebrate the life of Ivana Trump, who passed away last week at age 73. The service, which is invitation only, will be held near Trump's longtime home on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Ivana Trump died on Thursday from injuries sustained during a fall. Her 3 children, Ivanka, Donald Jr., and Eric Trump, are expected to attend the service. The Trump family has asked that rather than sending flowers, funeral guests are requested to make a donation to Big Dog Ranch Rescue, a Florida-based nonprofit group that works to minimize dog homelessness. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now rising. It's up 60 points. The NASDAQ is having even bigger gains, up 175. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.